Meineke and Bourbonnais opened its doors over 30 years ago in 1991 in the same location it's always been, off the corner of Latham Drive and Route 45. What began as the place to go for mufflers and brakes soon turned into a full-service auto repair center after Bill took the shop over in 2006. Now Bill is celebrating over 17 years at Meineke on Latham Drive, and the shop is busier than ever. From full computer diagnostics to engine repairs, tires to tune-ups, oil changes, air conditioning, classic car repairs, and more, the list is shorter of what Bill and the crew at Meineke don't fix. And that's not much. So next time you have a concern with your car or truck, call the friendly folks at Meineke on Latham Drive in Bourbonnais, or make an appointment online at Meineke.com. Meineke, doing car care right for over 30 years in Bourbonnais. Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. It's more than just cakes and cupcakes. It's the perfect treat for every occasion. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, April 5th, 2024. A teenager was found dead in the city of Kankakee this past Monday, April 1st. According to a press release from Kankakee Police, officers responded to a residence in the 300 block of South Rosewood Avenue at approximately 9 p.m. Monday in reference to a gunshot victim. Upon arrival, officers spoke with family members who informed the officers that they heard a gunshot and subsequently located the deceased 14-year-old juvenile in his bedroom with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Kankakee County Coroner's Office is assisting the Kankakee City Police Department with the investigation. Two tornadoes touched down in Kankakee County Tuesday afternoon. The National Weather Service reports the first tornado was spotted around 2 p.m. Tuesday near Bonfield. The second was seen near Manteno by a trained weather spotter. Both were classified as EF0 tornadoes. Some damage has been reported. A two-week jury trial date for Darius Sullivan, who has been charged in the death shooting of Bradley Police Sergeant Marlene Ritmanick, has been tentatively set for September 16th. The Daily Journal reports Kankakee County Circuit Judge Kathy Bradshaw Elliott presided over the hearing, where Sullivan's access to case documents was also discussed. Defense argued for access, but concerns over potential risks led to the motion being denied. The shooting occurred on December 29, 2021, at a Bradley hotel, resulting in charges against Sullivan and his girlfriend, Zandria Harris. The Moments Police Department faced an unauthorized attempt to breach electronic files on Thursday, March 27, by a former high-ranking police officer. In a press release from Moments Police Chief Patrick Seamson from last Friday, city security protocols thwarted the attempt, ensuring data integrity. Motive remains unclear. Investigations are ongoing. Chief Seamson reaffirms commitment to document security. WVLI reports former Pembroke Township Supervisor Larry Dean Gibbs has been convicted in federal court in Urbana on three counts of filing false tax returns for 2012 through 2014. Gibbs falsely claimed $10 million earnings each year from the Larry Dean Gibbs estate, seeking nearly $7 million in refunds. He also changed his name and declared himself ambassador for the Al Moroccan Empire National Republic. Gibbs faces up to 3 years in prison and fines of $300,000. Court officials revealed Gibbs filed these false returns after a prior conviction for filing a false federal tax return in 2005, where he received over $66,000 fraudulently. You may have seen or heard low-flying helicopters in Kankakee County this past week. In a Facebook post from the St. Anne Police Department made last Friday, March 29th, it stated low-flying helicopters would be in the county taking an aerial environmental survey from April 2nd through April 4th. Burns and McDonald was the company facilitating the survey. The Bourbonnais Fire Protection District is going to ask residents for more money this November on Election Day. In a press release from Bourbonnais Fire on Monday, the district is requesting a 0.21% tax rate increase referendum on the November ballot. The press release goes on further to say the current property tax rate on Bourbonnais residents does not cover the staffing or equipment needs of the district.
The property tax rate for the Bourbonnais Fire District has not seen an increase since the 1980s. A Washington, D.C.-based company plans to construct a 5 million 18-acre solar farm along Waldron Road, according to the Daily Journal. Pending approval, construction on the NextAmp project could commence in the spring of 2025, generating electricity for over 600 homes. The site, just east of Waldron Road and extending to Grace Christian Academy, received initial approval from Kankakee City Council on Monday. The project is part of NextAmp's expansion, with 20 Illinois farms already operational. Kankakee Mayor Chris Curtis announced plans for the $18 million Quick Trip development during Monday night's City Council meeting. The Daily Journal reports construction is expected to begin in late summer at the 10-acre site along U.S. Route 4552 and Riverstone Parkway, with an opening projected for late 2025 or early 2026. Legal and zoning issues are being finalized, and a tax increment financing deal has been established. Dana Heitz, executive director of the Kankakee Valley Park District, resigned Monday after 7 years. The Daily Journal reports Heinz cites health concerns as the reason for leaving. Her final day will be May 31st. Heitz oversaw a staff of 21 full-time and about 25 part-time employees and worked tirelessly to rebuild the district after the former director's fraud conviction. KVPD President Dave Skelly praised Heitz's dedication and plans to find an interim replacement. The district serves 36,000 residents across 33 parks. Despite requests from local establishments, Manteno's Board of Trustees voted against amending liquor sale hours from 11 a.m. to 8 a.m. According to the Daily Journal, the proposal, brought forth at Monday's meeting, faced opposition from some trustees and local churches. Trustee Diane Dole emphasized the importance of preserving breakfast crowds at restaurants following church services. The ordinance change was rejected, maintaining the status quo. Manteno Village Board did, however, approve dipping into reserves to offset a projected shortfall in the upcoming fiscal year. Mayor Tim Nugent cited construction projects like Thies Park enhancements and Legacy Park's new parking lot as major expenses. The deficit is close to $7.5 million. Kankakee Community College's Medical Laboratory Technician Program has secured continued accreditation from the National Accrediting Agency for Clinical Laboratory Sciences until 2029. A press release from Tuesday stated the program has been accredited since 1981 and maintains high standards of quality education. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Clove Alliance in Kankakee has several events happening this month to promote awareness and help prevent sexual violence in our community. The first event, the 4th Annual Brave, Bold, and Believed Art Show, took place this past Thursday at the Kankakee County Museum. The art exhibit is on display at the museum until May 1st. You can visit clovealliance.org to view all the activities planned for this month. And time now to find out what local events are happening in the area this weekend. First is our live music happenings with King Music on Broadway and Bradley. Use promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your order. Again, promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off.
Welcome, music lovers, to the heart of Kankakee, where the rhythm of our city pulses with the beat of live music. This is Ben King, your guide through this week's sonic landscape of our vibrant community, proudly brought to you by King Music and the Kankakee Podcast. Picture this, the sun dipping below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the bustling streets. People of all ages, backgrounds, and tastes converge upon our local venues, drawn together by the promise of unforgettable performances. And now, let's take a sneak peek into this weekend's upcoming music events that'll have you tapping your toes and moving your feet.
Tonight, April 5th, is Jake Vaughn at 1885 Farm to Table in Essex. Justin and John Unplugged at On the Rocks in Kankakee. The Simpsons at Cole's Bar in Chicago. Big Dog Mercer at Foxfire in Geneva, Illinois. And tomorrow, Saturday, April 6th, is Circa's big April Grooves Day at the Majestic Theater. starts at 5 p.m. and includes Old Shoe, The B2B, Bezo and Friends, Leah Evan and Groovis, All the Cool Molecules, The Traveling Radio Show, and The Cat's Pajamas. Then you have J.D. and The Fuzz at Rustic Inn in Wilmington, Jake Vaughn at Aroma Park Legion, Southside Social Club, Braves Night Out is at KOC Kankakee at 8 p.m., Justin and John Unplugged at Tipsy Turtle in Chabance at 8 p.m., Coon Creek at the Depot in Crescent City, Everham and Pittman at Uptown Tavern in Paxton at 8 p.m., and then Sunday, April 7th, Jake Vaughn at 815 in downtown Kankakee at 3 p.m.
So mark your calendars, spread the word, and let the music carry you away. Keep tuning into the Kankakee Podcast for weekly local music events. Until next time, let's keep the rhythm alive, Kankakee.
In other local music news, area rockers Vaudevillians are set to release a new album this Monday, April 8th. The record is called Lights Out and features 8 tracks in total. Vinyl and downloadable copies are available at vaudevillians.bandcamp.com. Options Center for Independent Living will host the University of Illinois wheelchair basketball team tonight at Adventure Commons in Bourbonnais. Doors open at 5 p.m. Game starts at 6 p.m. Admission is only $5. Kids 5 and under are free. Proceeds from the event will go to programs and services offered by Options. And if you enjoy hearing a good story, you might want to consider attending the very first Yarn Factory Listeners event taking place this Tuesday evening at Flanagan's Pub in downtown Kankakee. Bill Yonka has organized this unique storytelling event in partnership with Kankakee Podcast and the Kankakee Public Library. Tuesday night will feature 6 different storytellers, mostly from the Kankakee area, who have 8 minutes to tell you an engaging story. Yarn Factory Listeners is free. It starts at 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Flanagan's in the basement of the Majestic on Schuyler Avenue. Be sure to like Yarn Factory Listeners Kankakee Storytelling on Facebook. Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, April 5th, 2024, brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, we will be welcoming Aaron Clark, the executive director of Kankakee Forgives, to the podcast.
So the very term Kankakee Forgives, first and foremost, is a declaration over our city. Because through that year of talking to all of those students, we realized how many people are so angry. And so we really wanted it to be a very positive declaration of our city, right? And so what does that mean, Kankakee Forgives? It means that I am willing to relinquish my right to vengeance.
Please follow and subscribe so you don't miss that episode and the ones to follow. Have a great weekend.